if you find that our in the temple the atmosphere is negative or it is conflict filled and it agitates us, so we practice our bhakti separate from the temple, then how can we do it? Because we also need association, but at the same time we don't want that whole agitation. I've seen this happening in some other temples also. The specifics vary, and sometimes specifics may be more serious in one place, less in one place. But in general, there is because we live in the material world, so there can be specific issues. But beyond the specific issues, there's the principle that there are going to be conflicts. You know, if you wait to look for some perfect community, you're not going to find it. Because, you know, there's no perfect community in this world. And even if there were a perfect community, you know, we would not be allowed inside it. Because we ourselves are not perfect also. So, we have to make do with what works for us. Now, in general, for our spiritual practices, to get the inspiration, to get the energy to practice spiritual life, we have to see what are our needs. So generally I would say that people may come to temple for three different things: for cultural purposes, for social purposes, for educational purposes. Education means we hear classes, we understand the philosophy. Now, to some extent, the educational needs can be served outside the temple also. Nowadays with internet available, you can hear classes, you can learn. And sometimes if we have a deeper educational need, a temple may not be able to serve, because temple may have classes at a particular level for general people, but we may have more questions. So the educational need, I feel, can be served even if one doesn't come to the temple. There is the cultural need, where there are deities and there is the atmosphere of the temple, which often sometimes help us feel more spiritual. That cultural need, we have to see how best we can serve that. You know, you can come to, as you said, come in the weekdays, just take darshan and go. That you can serve that need that way. You can try to create a temple in your own house. That's also, you can, you know, try to spiritualize the atmosphere more and more. Cultural need can be served over there. And if it is a strong need, then you can decide what frequency you want to come to the temple. As far as the social need is concerned, we do have a need for association. And especially because bhakti values are quite different from the values of mainstream society. So if we become alienated from the devotee community, then we will practically have no social life. Because what do we do? Because we don't share many of the values of outside people. And those are non-practitioners. So therefore, we have to have some kind of community. So even within the broader devotee community, if you find that there are a few devotees, generally, if you look at the broad devotee community, there are some devotees who are prominent, and if we cannot get along with them, it makes life difficult for us. Now whose fault is, that's a different issue.
Yes.
But it's just that people are people. So sometimes we get along with some people, sometimes we don't get along with some people. So then we have to find out, where can I get that association? So it may be that in the devotee community itself, there may be some other devotees who also share similar feelings. They also want association, but they are also not comfortable coming to the temple. Then you could discreetly have some kind of meeting outside the temple also. At your home, at their homes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to publicize it and tell others. The temple should not feel that you are creating a separate group which is a threat to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just get your own nourishment there. Because mm-hmm. ultimately ISKCON is a voluntary organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is not... if somebody wants to practice Krishna Bhakti, the temple is an inspirational place. Temple is not a legislative place. And you can have your own small satsang at that place. Generally, one of the best ways to have association is to create association. That means, you know, if you could start a program and you, even if it's a simple program, and you start in your community, in your locality, that will also create association for you. And that will also not only just give you association, but that will also make you become exemplary. And within the devotee community, wherever it is, we don't want to be completely independent.
No.
We don't want to be completely isolated. So we can just, as you say, as you are doing, you can do some services which are coming and doing. And see, sometimes even in the community, there are phases. So during some phase, it may just be very difficult to connect with some people. But those phases may stay for some time. After that, they may go away also. If you keep the purpose of serving Krishna foremost in your consciousness, then Krishna will guide you of how to deal with the logistics of it all. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti, Krishna says. I'll give you the intelligence about how you can come to me. Just do what is required, you know, because we want association, but at the same time, we don't want agitation. So how to do it? You just find out practically. But don't feel, whatever option you take, just do it wholeheartedly. Don't need to feel guilty about it.
Yes,
no need to feel guilty about it. What, this is what nourishes me, this is what I will do. And if it is not working, then you can always do course, do some other, adopt some other course of action. Okay.